President Obama has ordered an inquiry into how the Environmental Protection Agency handles information that could affect public health. That's because the EPA was aware of problems with the tap water in Flint, Michigan, as early as last April. Staffers knew that some residents had lead levels in their tap water that were dangerously high. But as Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports, those concerns weren't made public.
Leanne Walters figured something was wrong with her tap water. Her twin boys got a rash every time they took a bath. Clumps of her daughter's hair fell out in the shower. This was a year ago, in the winter of 2014.
We quit drinking the water in December when my 14-year-old got sick, and it started coming through our filter out the kitchen sink brown.
Back then, city and state officials repeatedly told people in Flint the water was safe. But Walters didn't believe them. So she called the EPA's Midwest Regional Headquarters in Chicago. She talked to a guy named Miguel Del Toro. He's a program manager within the region's drinking water branch. When he heard from her, he started to poke around.
I'd received a call that the lead was coming from her plumbing and that she needed to hire a plumber.
In older homes, the plumbing can lead to high lead levels. But the plumbing at the Walters house was new, and it was plastic. Through her research, Walters discovered Flint wasn't treating its water properly. The city was not adding chemicals to the water that prevent lead from leaching from old underground pipes.
Even though she had told me that, I just, in my head, I was thinking, you know, that's not possible. You know, I couldn't believe that was true. I thought there's a misunderstanding here or some kind of miscommunication.
It took some prodding, but eventually, last April, the state admitted to Del Toro that Flint was not using any kind of corrosion control treatment that's required under the Safe Drinking Water Act. Del Toro was stunned. He told the state Flint should start treatment right away, but Michigan's environmental regulators disagreed. Susan Hedman is the federal EPA regional administrator in the Midwest.
The Safe Drinking Water Act puts states in the driver's seat.
When we spoke in November, Hedman said the EPA could only advise, not force the state to do anything. In late June, Del Toro wrote his concerns about Flint in a draft report. He gave a copy to Walters, the Flint mom who had alerted him to her water problems, because specific information about her water tests and her child's lead poisoning were in the report. It was Walters who gave it to the media. Hedman says she couldn't talk about the report back then because it wasn't finalized.
So it put us in an awkward situation. I know we looked a bit tongue-tied.
EPA's silence allowed state regulators to fill the communications void. In July, Brad Werfel, who was Michigan's Department of Environmental Quality spokesman before he resigned, said this.
Anyone who is concerned about lead in the drinking water in Flint can relax.
Werfel said there was no broad problem in Flint. He called Del Toro a rogue employee, and the EPA said nothing. Emails show Hedman told the mayor of Flint at the time that Del Toro's report was only a draft, and no conclusion should be drawn from it. Meanwhile, people in Flint were still drinking water that was probably not safe to drink. Yesterday, Hedman submitted her resignation. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama has ordered an inquiry into how the EPA interacts with local government officials.
We don't want a situation where the EPA is unnecessarily obstructed from being able to share information with the public that has a direct impact on the health, safety, and well-being of the public.
In Flint, people are relieved the government is finally taking their concerns seriously. But they also just want to know when their water will be safe to drink. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith.